Surgeons transplanted a pig's heart into a dying man in a bid to prolong his life. 58-year-old Navy veteran Lawrence Fawcett had been rejected by every human heart transplant institute on the East Coast.
We are now down to my only real hope left is to go with the pig heart.
He had the transplant at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Dr. Bartley Griffith is on the team.
I keep shaking my head. How can I be talking to somebody who has a pig's heart?
Last year, the same team performed the world's first transplant of a genetically modified pig heart into another dying man who survived just 2 months. Fawcett is sitting up in bed telling jokes, grateful but realistic.
This is still an early stage learning process, and I have to be ready to accept whatever outcome we end up at.
Fawcett's wife says right now they're just hoping for more time together. I'm Ed Donahue.